Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change, max 1 offer per account.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Evan Roberts, Tiki Barber. It's Evan and Tiki on WFAN, The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
Hola, como esta? Welcome to Tuesday here on WFAN. Evan and Tiki on The Fan, right up until New York Yankees baseball. I got a very busy day. What does the private workout with Shador Sanders mean for the New York Giants? We will discuss. It's New York versus Detroit. What got Isaiah Thomas all pissed off? And we'll dive into the Yankee win last night. But before we get started, I'd like to read you something. You may have been listening to this radio station all day. Boomer and Geo in the morning. BT and Sal right before us. And you may have heard about comments Juan Soto made. I'd like to read you, very briefly, the Juan Soto comments, and then we will declare if this is a big freaking deal or a nothing burger.
Mm-hmm.
Juan Soto was asked by Mike Puma of the New York Post, hey, you know, it's a little different. You know, Aaron Judge not protecting you, instead of it being Pete Alonso. And Juan says, it's definitely different. I had the best hitter in baseball hitting behind me. I was getting more attacked and more pitches in the strike zone, less intentional walks and things like that. I was pitched differently last year. I would say I'm getting a decent amount of strikes, but there's some specific situations where pitchers don't attack. I feel like I'm trying to be the same, do damage when I can, whenever they want to attack me. I take my chances, and when they don't, I take my walk. I'm not trying to be selfish or anything and try to hit home runs every time. I'm just trying to take my pitches and take my swings whenever I can, and when they don't want to, I pass the baton to my teammates. Everyone has a role, and I feel as a team we have to go attack pitchers as a team. We don't have to attack the pitchers as individuals. If they don't want to pitch me, I just pass the baton and let Pete do his thing. If they don't want to pitch to him, he should do the same thing. Let me, as just one human being, declare in not the loudest voice, but the strongest voice I could possibly use. This is a nothing burger.
Then why is everybody so bent out of shape about it?
Good question, Teak. I have a theory.
Go ahead. I have one, too.
Do you?
I do.
Ooh, we're going to pass theories around. I think that there is a lot of sensitivity around Juan Soto leaving the Yankees for the Mets. And I think that sensitivity not only involves Yankee fans, it involves Met fans. I think there are some Met fans that still feel almost not comfortable. Like, they still can't believe that Juan Soto chose to join the New York Mets. They don't have self-confidence. And so I think that's why there are some Met fans, not saying all, not saying the majority, that are afraid of their shadow. And I think that there are some Yankee fans, let me use a word that best describes them, some of them, they're douches. And they are looking to attack at any moment. Again, I'm only one guy. I'm here to tell you that Juan Soto gave an honest answer to a question about protection. He said nothing wrong. He's not miserable as a Met. He's not throwing Pete Alonso under the bus. He's not doing any of that. So you're more than welcome to disagree. You're more than welcome to say, though, the sky is falling. You're more than welcome to be a douche Yankee fan or an immature Met fan. I'm just one guy wearing my Melot jersey today. And all I'll tell you is this is nothing. It's not a big freaking deal. And the only reason we believe I should open the show together talking about it is because some of you people think it's a big deal.
Well, you know why they think it's a big deal? Because Mike Puma did his job. He asked a very simple question. And it's not about who's hitting behind Juan Soto, because we all see it. Pete Alonso's having a damn near career year to start this season.
Yeah.
Especially as it pertains to average, especially relative to the last couple of years where he had 219 and then 240-something, whatever it was. Pete Alonso is not a problem behind Juan Soto. This is becoming a story because John Heyman responded to this and said, Juan, this is not the right time to have this conversation. You shouldn't answer that question. And then people start picking up on that and saying, yeah, he shouldn't answer that question. He's taking shots at Pete Alonso, and he's absolutely not. I actually think that Juan Soto is just throwing flowers at Aaron Judge. I think Juan Soto, maybe it's subconscious because I don't think it's intentional.
Mm-hmm.
You're right. He's just answering a question.
Yeah.
Hey, someone asked me a question. I'm going to answer it. Now, is it a little too thorough? Probably. But whatever. He's answering the question. And he used that time when answering that question, I think, to throw some flowers at Aaron Judge because Aaron Judge is phenomenal. He was a reigning MVP. And also, maybe get some, you know, some love from Yankee fans.
Oh, you're crazy.
I'm just saying.
I mean, you're something, man.
I don't think it's subconscious. I think he's just showing his appreciation for the situation he had a year ago and giving Judge some love. It's simple as that.
Yeah, I think it's as simple, and I appreciate this about Juan. I'll rip him a little bit later on because there is something Juan Soto has done that has annoyed me, and we'll address that coming up in the next 20 minutes. But this isn't it. Because what Juan Soto did, and I think you should appreciate it as much as anybody, that's right, I'm going to bring you into the conversation. When a reporter asked you a question, you gave an answer.
Always.
And sometimes fans didn't like your answer.
Right, sometimes coach didn't either.
That's the one I was thinking about. But you gave honest answers. And I remember, because I've been here for 20 years now, I had the privilege.
Damn, man, really?
I know, it's crazy, man. Yeah, my first overnight was in 2004. So I've been here for 20 years, and I had the privilege of talking about you on the radio. Mm. And sometimes, fans.
It kind of makes me a little uncomfortable.
Does it? But I
what
remember.
What did you say about me?
I don't remember. I wish I did.
I was himself an IFO before he ripped you to shreds.
I know, right?
It's just me being an IFO, but that damn Tiki Barber.
Honestly, 20 years ago, I may have been different in the way I looked at things. The way I look at things now is I want the athlete to be honest. Mm-hmm. I appreciate that. Juan Soto gave an honest answer. He was asked about protection. He gave an analytical answer. And I think what you did as a player is you also gave honest answers.
Right.
The problem is sometimes those honest answers get blown up by irrational fans or irrational media members. And so when you said that the Giants were outplayed and outcoached, they have to get their ass kicked in a playoff game, well, that pissed a lot of people off.
By the Carolina Panthers at home on the season that mattered for Wellington Mara and Bob Tisch, who both passed away that year.
You know,
yeah, I was pissed off.
And you know what I said on the overnight that night?
What?
What did Tiki say that was wrong? He's right. You may not like hearing it, may make you feel uncomfortable, but spot the lie. Spot the lie. You said nothing wrong. Mm-hmm. You said the truth. Juan Soto is asked about protection, and there's only two guys in this sport who I believe could offer the protection on the level of Aaron Judge. Aaron Judge and Shohei Ohtani. That's it. That's the list. Not Bobby Witt Jr., not Mike Trout at this point, not even the great Pete Alonso. Nobody. So Juan is coming from a position in which, yeah, he received maybe some of the greatest protection a human could possibly get.
Right.
And so when he's asked about it directly, he gave an answer. It wasn't a shot at Pete Alonso, unless Pete Alonso thinks he's Aaron Judge, which he may, by the way. So I have no problem with it because I'm no longer, maybe I was a long time ago, I'm no longer going to get mad when someone tells the truth. And the truth wasn't even that offensive. He didn't say anything that bad. He said it's different. He said the best player in baseball was protecting me. All that's
Hey, everyone. Quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high-quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro. You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Restrictions apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and, for shoppers, buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
True!
Right.
And I'll tell you the other thing as a Met fan. Now I'm going to take my IBO and I'm going to throw it out the window. I'm a Met fan. I care about one thing. I care about winning. That's what I care about. And the Mets are 11-5. And despite Juan Soto not getting a base hit with runners in scoring position until last night.
In dramatic fashion.
Yeah, in great fashion. Despite that, Pete Alonso and Brandon Nimmo are coming up with guys on base constantly. You want to know why? Because even though Juan Soto isn't hitting, he's getting on base. And the more guys that are on base and the more traffic that there is, even when you suck with runners in scoring position, which is basically the entire Met team outside of Pete Alonso, if you give yourself enough opportunities, you can take advantage of
it.
And the Mets are winning.
Yeah.
So I'm happy.
Look, you gotta give a lot of credit to Pete Alonso because teams effectively are disrespecting him. They're expecting him to be that guy that hits 240 or doesn't hit clutch home runs or doesn't get the big hit in situations that matter. Like that, but that's not who Pete Alonso is this year. And maybe it's the pressure of just getting a deal done or being wanted and $30 million a year guy this year for the New York Mets. But Pete Alonso is taking advantage of the disrespect the teams are having for him. It's not going to last forever, by the way.
Right, right. Of course.
It's going to go back to, we have to pitch at Pete Alonso, and we also have to pitch at Juan Soto. We have to try to get him out to prevent Pete from getting RBI opportunity. So I give Pete a lot of credit, even though, and it's weird because when you think about the comments that Juan Soto made, everybody wants to say he's taking a shot at Pete Alonso, But how is he taking a shot at a guy who's hitting 340 or whatever the heck he's hitting? Right? It just, it doesn't make sense. And so you know he wasn't taking a shot. He was just stating a fact about his experience from last year relative to this year.
And you're right. It's not a shot at Pete Alonso. It's more a shot at the pitchers who are treating Juan Soto, rightfully so, mm-hmm. like a great player, and they're making decisions of we'd rather right. have Pete Alonso beat us or Brandon Nimmo beat us than Juan Soto. And what I want Juan to continue to do, this does not bother me, is take your walks, bro.
Right.
I don't want you to expand the strike zone. I don't want you to say, oh, I have to hit a three-run home run here. I want you to spit on the close ones. I want you to draw walks because baseball's a game of failure. And if you're going to get on base 45% of the time, mm-hmm. you give the team I root for, because I'm a Met fan, not a Soto fan or an Alonso fan. I may like the guys. I'm a Met fan. I want to see my team win. And if you're just waking up very late on this Tuesday afternoon, let me give you an update on that subject. They're 11-5. And I could give a rat's ass who they're beating. Oh, but the Twins suck. Who cares? The Yankees are in the American League. You know what I tell them?
Right.
Who cares?
Everybody sucks in the American
Everybody League. Everybody stinks. Beat them. It doesn't matter. So spit on those close pitches, continue to draw walks, and do your thing. But the reason why some of my fellow Met fans, because I do want to address the Met fan who's bothered by this. I know why you're bothered by this. I was bothered by this on opening day. And you need to grow up, and I'm going to try to help you. Because I'm a child too, right? But I try to learn from my mistakes. If you go back to opening day, remember how I was irrationally upset when Juan Soto struck out?
Mm-hmm.
And a part of my irrationality was what Yankee fans were texting me. And the next day, the day after, I realized, who cares? Like, yeah, Yankee fans can be jerks, and this is going to be a back and forth all year. It's one game. He didn't come through against Josh Hader. Move on. And I realized, I'm not going to let Yankee fans bother me. And so to my fellow Met fan who somehow took these Juan Soto comments and took it as a negative, it's not a negative. You know what it is? You're afraid of douchians like Sean Morash or whatever Yankee fan you have in your life. I've got plenty of them. Who are going to throw it in your face.
I like that. Douchians.
You like that one?
That's a tough word.
I know. And honestly, I don't mean any disrespect to you, Sean, or any other Yankee fan who one may consider douchian in this regard. It doesn't matter that they're looking at this and saying, oh my God, he hates the Mets. He has regret. Like, fine. If they want to have a stupid opinion, everyone's entitled to have a stupid opinion. But don't let them cloud what Juan actually said. Don't let them change the facts on what Juan actually said. And that's why I'm finally maturing. Mm. Because if this was young, immature, irrational Evan, I would have turned on the microphone and screamed and yelled, not because Juan Soto said anything wrong, but because my feelings are hurt by Sean or Keith or Big Mac or any other Yankee fan that one may consider douchian.
I think he said everything right. He gave kudos to Aaron Judge and, by extension, the New York Yankees. And you know he wasn't taking a shot at Pete Alonso because Pete Alonso is raking behind him. So where's the fault? Where's the issue? There is not one.
Well, let's hear
he's
from...
He's calling pitchers cowards is what he's doing.
Absolutely. I agree with that. He's calling out the pitchers.
Right.
Let's hear from a douchey and Yankee fan, Sean Morash. The floor is yours. Rub it into Tommy and I's faces.
Look, there's no rubbing in. One thing that I think we can all agree on is, at the apex of it, it's not a big deal because he's going to be a Met for the next 15 years, whether he likes the protection behind him or not. So that, from that standpoint, this changes nothing. However, the telltale sign that somebody is bothered by something is when they openly say into a microphone they're not bothered by something and explain why they would be bothered if they were bothered because of douchey and Yankee fans. So deep down, Evan, there's at least a piece of you that's that wishes Juan wasn't as honest while also respecting his honesty. Can we at least admit that?
No.
You'd rather he had not have said
no.
Okay.
I'm not going to give you that because
that's fine. You can deny yourself your feelings. One day you'll come around to that.
I'm not denying it. I'm giving you an honest assessment of it.
Here's an honest assessment of it. This first 3 weeks has been an adjustment for Juan Soto, and I think we probably all should have expected it to be. He is now the guy, the face, the, you know, billionaire of baseball, and heavy lies the crown. Last year, he got, like, Aaron Judge, the king of all kings, to hit behind him, and it propelled Soto to his biggest offensive output as far as power numbers all year, and he's dealing with that adjustment and the pressure. Why doesn't Juan Soto have more home runs? Finally, it's the second last night. Why doesn't he have more home runs? Why doesn't he have more of that? He's being honest about it while internally admitting, from a baseball standpoint as it stands right now,
I disagree with your baseball assessment.
He does have some regrets.
Well,
now, that doesn't mean regrets that he's a Met for the next 15 years. It's regrets in that this is going to be a little harder than I thought easy on. It doesn't mean it's massive. It doesn't mean he wishes he didn't sign the contract. But the word regret still
he's also a baseball player.
Of course he
gets it. He knows.
Of course, and that's why he's being honest. That's why I don't think it's a big deal. But there is a level of regret there.
When Juan Soto decided, and I remember using this analogy then, the way I make decisions, the way maybe even Tiki makes decisions. And I don't know if Juan actually did this, but when you make a big decision, you make a little checklist. All right, this is a positive, that's a positive. And when you compared the New York Mets versus the New York Yankees, one of the checks in the Yankees' corner was Aaron Judge.
Yep.
I definitely think when Juan was considering both situations, I'm sure he factored in that, hey, for the next half a decade, because Aaron's not going to be great forever, certainly not the life of that contract, I'm going to have this. And he still ultimately decided to sign with the Mets, even knowing Pete Alonso may not be back. And he did voice an opinion to Steve Cohen, I want Pete Alonso back. So, yeah, I'm sure that was a check mark in the corner of the New York Yankees, but he still picked the Mets.
He did.
And 15 or 16 games in, when they're 11-5, by the way, the idea that there's any form of regret is what I like to call Yankee douchery fiction. And if that's what you need to tell yourself, meanwhile, Ben Rice is having a great year. You should flaunt him out there.
Wearing the best, 22.
Best 22 in New York, right? You don't need to create that. You don't need fiction, bro.
Look, you can call half our audience douches today with the Yankee
I did not
thing.
Call half the audience. No, I didn't. I'm saying there are certain Yankee fans who are like that, just like there are certain Mets fans, watch this, who are whiny biatches.
No doubt.
That doesn't mean it's half the audience. I don't know the percentage.
A simple question. Today or last night, yesterday.
Yes.
Who said they, you know, don't have the best hitter in baseball behind him that's contributed to something? Was it Juan Soto or was it douchey Yankee fans? Who said it?
Well, what did he actually say? He said, it's definitely different. I had the best hitter in baseball hitting behind me.
Did douchey Yankee fans say that or did Juan Soto say that?
Juan said it, but what's the issue with it?
What's the point?
The point is, he's admitting that, yes, last year he had a better situation behind him. Point blank. Case closed. He said it. That's it.
But it's obvious, and we already knew that. And, right.
and
that.
He's again reiterating that.
Because he was asked about it.
Right. All Evan is saying is he's stating facts.
And I am too.
No, you're twisting the narrative.
Yes, you're twisting facts. You're twisting facts.
By the way, I hope Juan Soto says that every single day. Because I was getting, and Evan was as well, getting hit up on social media about the other 22 that plays in this town and about what Juan Soto said. And then Juan Soto parked one in the right field seats, and I didn't hear from those people again. Mm. So they went quietly into the night.
And
so
his
let them
went farther.
I also think we need to...
And the exit velo was much greater.
Yeah. Launch angle.
Launch
beautiful.
Angle. Beautiful.
While I don't think we're there yet or even close to there yet, the last time I heard Evan say into a microphone comments by a player that he loved and was back and were no big deal, his name was Aaron Rodgers.
Don't do this.
And after a while, comments became second comments. Second comments became third comments.
But Juan Soto does not have a history. Like Aaron Rodgers.
I agree.
Has a history.
I agree.
And by history, I mean his story on anything that he ever says.
That's right. That's right. The last time I said nothing burger into a microphone on WFAN was after Aaron Rodgers pushed Robert Saleh.
Yep.
And then we all know what happened. But I truly believe this as a Met fan. And I'm only one. I can't speak for everybody. It is not a big deal. As much as some Met fans will say it's a big deal, as much as some Yankee fans will make it a big deal, as much as Tiki thinks Juan Soto is throwing flowers at Aaron Judge so he doesn't get booed at Yankee Stadium.
He's not going to get booed at Yankee Stadium because you know what, Yankee fans?
Don't do this now.
You are going to stand up in the Subway Series. You are going to face away from Juan Soto. Let him stew in silence. Say nothing and be proud about it.
Now, we will take your calls next at 888-808-1019. Now, for everyone who's mad at Juan Soto, there is something that he did that did annoy me. And we'll get to that at 2:40, I promise you. But let me give you an example of Yankee fans. Not all of them, not even the majority of them, some of them. Just like there are some Met fans who are crying like babies right now because Juan Soto answered an honest question. A buddy of mine who's a Yankee fan writes me, Evan, he's mentioned the Yankees multiple times. It's not a nothing burger. It's not the end of the world, but he needs to stop talking. And it bothers you,
he's
Evan.
He's mentioned the Yankees?
Yeah, he's mentioned the Yankees. Which, by the way,
he went to the World Series with the Yankees a year ago. Like, what do you expect?
Right.
Just forget it?
And he's also asked questions. He's going to give answers.
Right.
It's not like he's out there openly just talking about the Yankees. But this guy goes on to say, you know what bothers you, Evan? It absolutely does. It's in your DNA. You don't fool me. Your hair might be darker, but the inner redheaded stepchild still exists.
Oh, gosh.
You will always...
Taking shots at you.
I know! Wow. You'll always see him when you look in the mirror. Look, I admit that on opening day, it got to me. The Yankee-Met banter, the back and forth, the Soto comparisons. I showed my weakness on opening day. That weakness is dead. Okay? Here's what I see when I look in the mirror. And I want every single person to hear this and understand this. When I look in the mirror, I see 11-5. That's what I see.
The bottom line is the only thing that matters. And by the way, that should be the only thing that matters.
Of course.
And by the way, if you're Pete Alonso hitting behind Juan Soto and you hear these comments and lauding Aaron Judge, the great MVP player on the team that Juan Soto used to play for, mm-hmm. the only thing that matters is you're 11-5 and you're crushing it.
Yeah.
So, like, none of this matters.
Exactly.
It's just a talking point because Juan Soto did something that most athletes shouldn't actually do, which is be honest.
I don't mind it.
I don't mind it either because that was me. But most athletes can't be honest because when you're honest, people take it out of context and make it something that it's not.
When it's honest, it fits an agenda. Mm-hmm. So here are the two groups of people that are bothered today. I will define it in a very succinct way. Sensitive, non-confident Met fans. They're the ones like, oh my God, he hates us! Ah! And then
it doesn't matter if he hates you, you got him for the next 15 years.
Exactly. And then Yankee fans that want to continue the, see, he regrets it. He doesn't want to be a Met.
Sean Morash.
Yeah. But you use the word bothered. What ounce of Yankee fans saying that are bothered by
it? Not bothered by it, using it to your advantage.
Of course, because it's a great moment in Met history.
Let's get to your calls, 888-0-8-1-0-1-9.
He's a bad
Sean. He's a bad guy.
You are.
Let's go to Chris in the Bronx. How are you, Chris?
Hey, what's up, guys? Hey, Evan, for a guy who...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Since the dawn of Major League Baseball, every player has honed their unique skills.
Judge, drill deep to left.
Ohtani connects and it's gone.
Skeen strikes out the side.
Bobby Witt Jr. throws in time.
Harper does it again.
Witness the hills of the game in ballparks nationwide. Get your tickets today at MLB.com/tickets. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Who's not bothered? You sound a little bothered. here's where he messed up. The second part of what he said, I got to take my walks when they're not thrown to me. I got to let Pete do his thing. All 100% accurate. The problem is the way he started. He should have said, had a great hitter behind me in Aaron Judge, and I have a great hitter behind me in Pete Alonso. Instead, he said it's different, and that's disrespect to Pete. Whether he meant it that way or not, when you're the superstar, you have to say the right thing.
It's not disrespectful from Juan Soto. It's disrespectful from pitchers in Major League Baseball.
Yeah.
They are treating Pete Alonso, by not facing Soto as aggressively as they did last year, as less of a threat. And the only way Pete can change that is continue to mash. Because let me give you an example of adjustment. So last year, just to put context here, Juan Soto was intentionally walked one time in front of Aaron Judge during the regular season. One time.
Wow.
I'm not kidding.
I didn't realize that.
I looked this stuff up. He was intentionally walked twice last year, but the other time Judge was not in the lineup. So I'm not going to count that. One time. In the postseason, he was intentionally walked twice in front of Aaron Judge. You want to know why?
Because Aaron Judge was crap in the bed the entire postseason.
And I'm not doing that to mock Aaron Judge. I'm showing you the pitchers made adjustments.
Right.
They finally made a decision. Hey, Soto's such a threat. We're better off not facing him and going after Judge, right?
And that's going to happen this year.
That's my point. If Pete continues to mash, eventually, it's not happening 16 games into the season, nor should it, but eventually, if Pete Alonso's having this career season, they're going to be more aggressive going after Juan Soto.
I mean, they have to be. Pete Alonso is hitting .345 right now. His career average is .240. And so he is either way outside of his mean or he's taking advantage of the fact that Juan Soto's in front of him.
Yeah.
And we always talk about it the other way around. Right? You got to protect the guy behind you, but or protect the guy in front of you. But the other, this is the other way. Juan Soto is not protecting, but enhancing Pete Alonso.
He is protecting him. It's not usually the word, but I think right. You're right, because the more times Pete comes up with two on and two out, the more pitches he's going to get to hit. If guys are on base in front of you, it's another way to get protection. You know, what are you going to do? Base is loaded. You can't pitch around Pete Alonso. But my message to Pete would be, just mash, bro. Not only are you going to get paid a ridiculous amount of money at the end of the season, the more you mash, the more they're going to say, hey, we got to make a decision. We can't pitch around Juan Soto.
Yeah.
And again, the evidence I have is the way Judge was treated in the playoffs. I'm not trying to be a jerk. It's the reality. Juan Soto intentionally walked one time the entire regular season ahead of Aaron Judge, twice in October. Why? Because pitchers said, hey, Aaron Judge is a mess right now. Soto's a beast. Let's not face him. You need to force pitchers. I was going to say National League pitchers, but all the Mets do is face American League teams these days. That's an old school like thought in my head. You got to force Major League pitchers to adjust. Mike's in Garden City. Hey, Mike.
What's up, Mike?
Mike.
Boys, what's up?
All's good.
How we doing?
All's well.
Good. What's up, man?
Before I want to get to my point, I'm sorry I got to call you out here, Evan, but you called yourself Kevin yesterday at 3:53 heading into the commercial break. Did you hear that?
What?
All right.
Why?
I'm hoping that the boy Tommy can fire up this audio because I'd love for you to hear
it. Well, Mike, you are. I got to give you so much credit because we love to save audio and replay it around here. The fact that you called up with the exact timestamp on it means we're going to be able to find this real quick. So, Sean or Tommy, 3:53 yesterday. Apparently, I referred to myself by the wrong name.
Why would you call yourself Kevin?
That's a different story. Maybe I'll tell you that another time.
You know, it's like that caller that said that you were adding that extra eight. I don't know, calling yourself Kevin. Maybe that's the bad tiki. You got yourself Kevin there.
Yeah, he's jealous because he doesn't have an alter AI ego like I do.
That could be it.
Exactly. He tried to squeeze one in there.
We will try to address that once we get the audio. Thank you, though, for bringing it to
our attention. Yeah, no worries. The one thing I do want to say, though, you know, it's not really much comment, but I want to get your thoughts on it. I know you touched on it a little bit yesterday, Evan. You know, you got to beat the teams in front of you. But, you know, the Mets are definitely fortunate at their schedule at this point in the season, because if they were, you know, even I think Boomer touched on this morning, like, if the record was flipped, or they were even a few games under 500 or hovering, this would be, you'd be talking about how Soto and the fans, everyone would be turning on them. Like, it could be really bad, and the pitching has really stepped up and really kept them into contention. So, you know, just want to get your thoughts on that. And
absolutely.
Like, you know, how quickly do you think we need to see a turn?
Absolutely. I want to take you back to before the season started. Before the season started, we had a discussion about when Met fans would boo Juan Soto. I know that sounds like such a negative discussion, but I didn't mean it to be negative. I meant to get ahead of it, because I've been around a long time. You've been around a long time.
Yep.
Athletes get booed.
It's a rite of passage in New York.
Yeah.
Especially when you are expected to be one of the best, and then you're also paid to be one of the best.
Absolutely. You are so right. It's a rite of passage. In fact, I defy anybody to find a free agent or trade acquisition who came to this market with high expectations who didn't get booed. Let's not forget Francisco Lindor's first year with the Mets. It was a disaster on, like, every level possible, and he turned it around. Carlos Beltran's first year with the Mets was not good. Roger Clemens did not begin positively with the New York Yankees. So it is a long, long list. So when we were talking about it with Juan, and I forget if you said it or maybe Sean said it, the answer was, if Juan struggles but the Mets are winning, he's going to get a new life.
Yes, of course.
Fans are not going to turn as quickly as long as the Mets are winning. And so to our last caller's point, you are right. 0 for 12 with runners in scoring position until he finally came through. Striking out on opening day. The lack of big hits. Despite all the walks, if the Mets weren't 11 and 5, but let's say they were, let me do some quick math here, because I got to add up to 16.
You got 16 games.
6 and 8.
So either 8 and 8?
Right.
No, six and 8 is 14.
I still screwed up. 6 and 10.
Yes, 6 and 10.
I knew I was going to screw it up. If they were under 500, would the conversation around Juan Soto be different? Yeah. I don't think there's any question. Winning kind of hides things.
When it cures ills. It makes you, especially in baseball, because the season is so long, it makes it not that important. Because you know who Juan Soto is. And you know what Juan Soto is ultimately going to end up doing. He's going to hit close to 300. He's going to have, I don't know, 30-something home runs and close to 100 or more than 100 RBI. You know exactly what the season is going to look like, because that's what he repeatedly does.
Right.
And you are what you repeatedly do. It would just feel bad if the season started with all these expectations that he brought and they were 500 or below 500.
Ask yourself.
The good thing is they're not.
They're not.
And it's because everybody else is stepping to the occasion, most specifically, Pete Alonso.
Well, that's hit on it right there. Now, their starting pitching, the Mets, has been outstanding. It continued yesterday, 5 innings from Clay Holmes, only 5, but he only allowed 1 run. He looked dominant for a big part of this game.
8 strikeouts again.
Bullpen continues to be awesome. The Mets team ERA is the best in baseball, so obviously that's a big part of it. But offensively, you hit on it. It's Pete Alonso. I want you to imagine a world in which the Mets didn't bring back Pete Alonso. Imagine that world.
Right. And you're hoping that, who is that, Brandon Nimmo's hitting behind Soto?
Yeah.
Who's hitting behind Soto that's doing that? Vientos, you're probably going to try behind Soto?
Yeah. Think about that. And the guy who is probably going to be more elevated with Pete not coming back would have been Brett Beatty, who ended up getting elevated anyway because of the Jeff McNeil injury. Like, the alternate universe, the alternate timeline where they don't bring back Pete Alonso is a scary one. Mm-hmm. But the good news is he is back.
I'll give you credit. You were right. That they were going to need him.
Oh, no doubt.
Yeah, and they do.
They needed him. Right. They need him, and he's been fantastic. Steve's in Montclair, New Jersey. Good afternoon, Steve.
What's happening, Steve?
Good afternoon. First time, long time, guys.
I appreciate you, man.
And happy Jackie Robinson Day.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Right?
April 15th, it was 7. Let me try to do some math here. 70.
You already failed this test.
8 years since Jackie made his debut.
Ah, there you go.
78 years. That's right. Yeah, I did it.
You're good. Evan, I'm really confused. I'm a Mets fan.
Go ahead.
You please talk like a Mets fan. Why do you present like a Yankee fan when you open your show with this
hold
point?
On. What do you mean, Steve? Just because he thinks it's not a big deal, that makes him not a good Mets fan?
No. I agree that it's not a big deal, okay. but he fed into the Douchian concept from Sean. He presented that it wasn't a big deal and then talked about it for 10 minutes. It's not a big deal. The whatever he said is not dissing Pete. Obviously, he talked about the Aaron Judge. That's wonderful. Mm-hmm. However, we don't care. We're in first place.
So we agree.
And you know
why are you
what?
Mad at me then? We agree.
I'm not, because you're a Mets fan. Present like a Mets
what
fan.
Does that
stand
mean,
up
though?
And have a pair.
But what does that mean?
Stand up and have.
What does that mean?
That means when you come into your show, if you're talking about this as being a nothing burger,
yeah.
You make it a nothing burger. You talked about how. I never agree with Sean, but I'm agreeing with Sean today. he said, yeah, Seppel was a nothing burger and then went on to talk about it like it was something.
Hold on.
I think what Evan, I got to defend my partner here. I think, Steve, what Evan is doing is instructing his fellow Met fans.
Yes.
A lot of whom think this is a big deal.
Yes.
I think he is also instructing the Yankee fan, or at least maybe he's probably chastising the Yankee fan who's taking shots now at the Met fan who's making this a big deal.
Yes.
So he's just smoothing it out. That's what we do. We smooth it out. We talk about it. Sometimes we get excited for ridiculous reasons, but we smooth it out eventually.
I think I've been a smoother today.
I give you a lot of credit because that's not usually your role.
Thank you.
You're usually a troll.
Well, I'm usually
someone we have to like slap back down to normalsome.
Now, I don't want to argue with you about this, but you're wrong. I'm not a troll. You just interpret it that way.
Dude, everything you do is a troll.
That's not true.
You're
that's
damn
how
right,
you,
Tiki.
I'm an IBO, I'm an IFO, I'm an IHO, I'm an ILO. I'm just telling you, as a Met fan, as just one Met fan, I looked at these comments and said, it's a nothing burger.
Mm-hmm.
And then I explained why it wasn't and tried to understand the mentality of my fellow Met fan who freaks out about every little thing. I'm not one of those Met fans. Even Tommy isn't one of those Met fans.
Tommy, did you freak out?
Absolutely not.
Well, he is positive Tommy.
Positive Tommy. But we could separate positive Tommy.
I thought positive Tommy was dead. I thought negative Tommy from Bad Tiki killed him.
I wasn't made aware of that.
maybe.
I thought Positive Tommy got re-upped for a second season here. Positive Tommy, of course, had no issue with it. Regular Tommy didn't either because I looked at it as not clickbait, but sort of taken out of context. And I knew it was fuel for the Yankee fan, whose little brother, who's not over Juan Soto, they could use it to twist it to fit their narrative.
Oh, now you're trolling.
I mean, is that not true, though?
No, you're right.
What did Juan Soto say?
It's John Heyman's fault.
What did John Heyman say?
I don't think Heyman did anything wrong.
Yes, he did. He said he Juan Soto should not be saying these comments. It's not the right time. He's probably never right. Didn't you see that?
No, I thought it was more the headline that made it seem.
Well, hold on. Time out. Guys, I just want to clarify. Mike Puma wrote the article in which he interviewed Juan Soto.
Yes.
John Heyman, who is a reporter,
responded to it.
Wrote an opinion piece in which he said, I mean, I barely read it because I love John, but I don't care.
I don't really care what John says. I just saw the money quotes.
Okay. Yeah, I don't care.
Know what the context of the whole article was, so I apologize.
I don't care about John Heyman's opinion. I like John. I think he's a great baseball insider, but I don't really care. I'm giving you my opinion, your opinion, their opinion, everyone in the audience's opinion. And I just don't think it was a big deal. Now, with that said, because I call it like it is, when we come back, I do have an issue with Juan Soto.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to address it. And
Evan
I don't.
Evan is scared and he won't let it show.
What am I scared of?
I don't know. You have an issue with Juan Soto.
I have an issue with Juan Soto.
I think I know.
Call it like it is.
I think I know.
I am a Met fan and it has nothing to do with these comments.
And if you listen to us yesterday, you'll know exactly what I think it is.
You think so?
Yep.
If you listen to me and you know I'm consistent and you know I believe what I say and I say what I believe, if you're a longtime listener, you know what I'm pissed off at Juan Soto about, and what I'm going to call him out about. We'll also get back to your phone calls at 888-808-1019. We have a brand new edition of Posted and Toasted.
Moms, dads, are you the parent of a student athlete? Do you want to know how to get the most out of youth sports? If so, listen to the Next Pitch podcast to give you the tools to raise an aspiring athlete. It's not simple, but we talk straight and give you the best insight there is when it comes to youth sports. We'll cover everything from nutrition and training to mental toughness and teamwork. It's a podcast you can listen to together with your kids so everyone can benefit. Follow Next Pitch on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to podcasts.